imlag. That is, you cannot stop the first two things that I did. In other words, the first two things Yonasan Ben Zeal did was good. He sold one third, and the money he kept himself, that is allowed to. He was makdish one third, that's okay. So imlag, like, if you can't stop me for the first two things that I did, the imlag, then you cannot take it away from the son, the third that I gave him. So that's what he answered back. Omar Shammai said back, Hetiach alai ben Uziel, Hetiach alai ben Uziel. That was to say, you won me, you won me. You answered me back good. So Rashbam explains that Baruch is here, do it with the next Gemara. That Shammai first came to complain, Shammai complained against Yonasan ben Uziel, just to say, who gave you the right to give even one third back to the son? Like, the father only gave his nechosim to you because he didn't want it to go to the son. Like, if he would have known it was going to go to the son, he would have never given it to you. So now that you went ahead and gave a third even back to the son, so Shammai held as if the whole matana's bottle. The father would have not wanted to give you anything. Says, so Yitaka have no right to be makdish it, you have no right to sell it, and everything goes back. On this he answered back. Yonasan ben Uziel said, no, the father didn't make this condition. The father didn't speak out clearly and tell me, I'm only giving it to you, I'm enough that you don't give it to my son. When the father gave the property, his nechosim, to Yonasan ben Uziel, he just said, here it is for present. But he did not speak out clearly why he's given it to him. So therefore, Yonasan ben Uziel thought that he has the right to do whatever he wants with it. Like, here, this man comes and gives me a present. I can do whatever I want with it. So Daki did what he wanted. One third he sold and kept the money. One third he was makdish. And one third he gave back to the son. So Shammai was also masking him that he did right. And now the Gemara explains, Mikol Maisova. Like, in the beginning, what did Shammai hold? How come Shammai came and argued against Yonasan ben Uziel? So the Gemara says, first Shammai thought, Mishumaisa de Beis Achorin. Because of the story of Beis Achorin. Tetznan, learned like this, is a famous case of Gemara in the Berin. What happened was like this. Tetznan, Maisa de Beis Achorin, once happened a story by the Beis Achorin, the Echor Shoyoviv, Mudar Heimenu Hano. Once happened a case that a father had an Issur Neder not to have any enjoyment from his son. Like, the father was not allowed to have any enjoyment from his son. He was Mudar Hano. He made like a Neder that from his own son he won't derive any enjoyment at all. So what happened was, well, Yamasa Benoi, the son now was about to marry off his own son. So it comes out that the father of the chosin, like, was not able to invite his own father. Like, the grandfather couldn't come to the chasna. Because when they get to the grandfather, there was like an Isser Hamor that he can't have any enjoyment from his son's property. And his son was making a chasna now. And the son felt very bad about that. The son wanted that his father should be able to come to his own chasna, his own wedding he's making for his own son. So what did he do? The Omalachaveroi. So the father now of the chosin said like this. The Yomalachavei went over to his friend and said, Harei chotzer usuda nesudim l'chor v'matona. You should know, there's so chasna here that I prepared for my own son's wedding. I'm giving it all to you for present. Like, I want it all that is called, you own it. It doesn't belong to me. And therefore, since it doesn't belong to me, now my father will be able to come to the chasna. Because my father is not going to have enjoyment from me. It's not from me, it's from you. That's what the father of the chosin did. He went over to his friend, and he gave him for a matan. He said to his friend, he said, here's the chotzer, usuda and the whole meal, nesunu lecha b'matan, I'll give it to you for a present. The enich lefanecha, but here he spoke clearly, it's only yours, ela kidei sheyovei abo v'yorchel imona b'suda. Like, he spoke out clearly to the father when he gave it over to his friend to say, the only reason why I'm giving all of it to you is because I want my own father to be able to come to the Suda. That's the reason why I'm giving it to you. Omaloi, so the friend said like this, listen, Im Shalihain, if you're really giving it to me for present, Im Shalihain, if it's going to be mine, Harehain Mugdoshim Mushmayim. The friend like wanted to see if the father really means it or not. So he said, listen, if you're giving all this siddur, this whole wedding to me, you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to make it all Hegdish. I'm going to make it all that nobody could eat it at all. I want to make it Hegdish. Omaloi. Yeah, the father got scared and said, listen, no more lay. So the father said back to his friend, the father of the chosen, the one that's making the wedding, told his friend, listen, I did not give you this whole wedding, this whole chosen, the whole meal, to make it hegdish l'shamayim. I didn't give it to you for that purpose. In other words, really, what am I doing here? It's like a joke. Like, really, I want it all to belong to me. Like, I'm making a chasna, I'm marrying with my son. Just my father can't come. So I'm making some type of a trick here that I want it to belong to you right now, but not that it's really yours, that you could do whatever you want with it. It's only yours in order that the chasna, my father should be able to eat from. Oh, my Lord. So the friend said back to the father, listen, Lo nosata li eshelcho, you only gave me yours. Ella only shiteata v'yavicha oichlin, only because you want to be able your father to be there. You want that you and your father should be eating together, fishaisim and drinking, or maratsim zelizir, and you're both like being enjoying one another. And the oven tole b'roshoy, and I'll be at fault. It'll be like my oven. Because really, you don't want to give me the wedding to me. But really, the food here, the father of the chosim wants on it. You only give him the food to your friend, just in order to make an alibi here that my father can come to the chasna. No, you're not really giving it to me for real present. You're not letting me do what I want with it. So since you're not letting me do what I want with it, it's not called a real present. So really, then it still belongs to you. And what are you doing then? You're having your father come and having enjoyment from your food. You're not allowed to do that. So like the friend said, listen, I'm not doing this deal. I don't want like your father should be having enjoyment from you, and it'll be called a maichet, that we call the oven tolu b'roshoy. Like it's on my fault now, because I like accepted this present, which is not really called a present. And on this Omer Chom, the Chom Taka said about this Maisa, the Chom now gave out a psak and said, Omer Chom, the Chom said, you should know, Kol matono she'eno shim hegdisha mugdeshes eno matono. They came in with a psak, that's the locha. Any time you give your friend a present, if you do not give it to him completely, that if he wants to, he'll be able to be makdashit, it's not called a present. Like if you only give somebody a present, like just hold on to it for an hour, just hold on to it, that's it's not mine for a while, but I don't want you to be makdashit. Like here, the father wants to have a chasna. He wants people to come and be able to eat here. I'm giving it to you for present, but not that you could be makdashit, only that my father should come to eat from it. That's not called a present. That's the loch of Beis Chorin. So Shammai thought to say, the same type of a case is when this father here gave away all his property to Yonis and Benaziel, he also like meant to say, I'm only giving it to you if you do not give it to my son. But if you're going to end up giving it back to my son, I don't want to give it to you as a present. So Shammai thought to say, that's not called a good present. And the answer back is no. The Emerson here it was called a good present. Because here when the father gave the property to Yonis and Benaziel, he did not speak out clearly with such clear tanoim to say that I'm only giving it to you, not to give it to my son. He didn't speak that out. If he would have said that I'm only giving it to you, only that my son should not receive it, but you cannot be makdashit and echrami, then it would be bottled, that would be called the matana. But when the father gave the present to Yonis and Benaziel, he gave it to him completely. He gave it to him, you can do what you want with it, it's yours. So therefore, Yonis and Benaziel had a right to do whatever he wants with it. Therefore, he was right that one third he gave back to the son, he was allowed to do it. Like, that's not done in this case either by Meister Beis Chorin, because here the father spoke out clearly. I'm only giving you the food in order that my father should be able to eat by the chasna. But otherwise, I didn't give it to you as a present. My Shankin here, he gave it to him for 100% good present, therefore it was okay. But the Tanu Rabbanan went like this. Shemoinim Talmidim Hoyolay Lehillel HaZokim. Hillel HaZokim had 80 Talmidim. Shloshim Mehem, 30 of them, Ruyin Shatishra Aleim Shina. 30 of them were low that the Shina should be upon them. Kamesha Rabbeinu, Mamish, they were able to have the Shina the same way the Shina was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloshim Mehem, 30 of them, Ruyin Shatamad Lehem, Chanok Yeshua Benun. 30 of them were only as great enough as Yeshua Benun that the son should stand up for them. Those are the one that the Madrega, the first 30 of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were like Yeshua, that the son should stand up for them. Esrim, the next 20, Benjamin, they were medium type. These were the 80 Talmidim that Hillel HaZaken had. Now, Gadol Shebekulim, who was the greatest Talmud? That was this Yonasan ben Aziel. Yonasan ben Aziel, he was the greatest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. He was aware that the Shechinah should be upon him, Mamash like Moshe Rabbeinu. Koten Shebekulim, who was the smallest one of all these Talmidim? That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Moshe says, Omru Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was said upon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that Shalehim Niach, Mikro, O Mishnah, Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is the smallest one of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, do not leave over one pasuk, one chumash, do not leave over any Mishnah, he learned all the Mishnayos, Gemara, he did not leave over any Gemara, Halachis, he learned all the Halachis, the Agadis, all the stories in the Gemaras, the Gdukei Torah is Vedantik in the Torah, Rashi says that the Vav, the Vezel, Lechem, Hatomei, exactly how to bash in the Torah, did the Dukte Sofrim, had a Medaktik in Sofrim, Rashi says the means for going Zeres, Shegozer, Chachomim, Shle, Yovu, Lidei, Issa Torah. He is Medaktik in all the Chumas Medriabonin, all the Zeres Medriabonin, the Kalim, the Chamurin, he knew what the Kal was, Kal Vachoyma, the people, Dan Mayatsmoi, Ugzer Shavis, knew all the Ugzer Shavis, they have to learn out, you can't, this you don't learn out, this you don't do Mirasvara, this has to be a Kabbalah from your rabbi, this has to be, yeah, that he knew even the Ugzer Shavis, Utkufais, he knew how to do Utkufais, the Mazalis, Ugematrius, he knew all the Gematrius, all the numbers, or Marshalish Kaisim, he knew examples of the Kaisim of the cleaner. Right, at that time, the cleaning men knew how to make a Mishalim, a Marshal. An example. Like, you need this for learning also. Like, Mishle is full of Mishalim. You want to tell some, you have to give somebody an example, a Marshal. Oh, Marshalish Shualim, the types of things that foxes talk. Sikh HaShadim, he knew how to talk to Shadim. Sikh HaStakolim, whatever that means. He knew how to talk to palm trees. The Sikh is Malchi Yashoris. He knew how to talk. He knew the language of Malchi Yashoris. For Dover God over Dover Cotton. He knew a Dover God and a Dover Cotton. This again, this is the smallest Talmud of Rabbi of Hillel HaZaken, which is Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, that knew all these things. Dover God, and what is that? That's Maisa Makova. He knew all about the Maisa Makova. It says in Sefer Yecheskel, all the chariots was doing upstairs, he knew it all. The Dover Kotim, what does Dover Kotim mean? Havayis Abaye Rava. He knew all the kashas of the Gemara. What Abaye asked Rava and Rava back to Abaye, he knew all of this. Lakayim Hashemot Lakayim, what the Pesach says, Laham Chil Oyevai Yesh V'yotzreseim Amalei. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu like fills up the Yotzres, the warehouses of his Tzadikim. Well, so this is how much Yechonah Metzakeh knew. And he was mamish the smallest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. So Mo says, V'chi me'yachah the Kotin Shevekulam Kain. If the smallest Talmud knew so much, so Godesh Shevekulam, Halachas Kama V'kama. For sure, of Yonasan ben Aziel, he was the biggest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, for sure he knew all this and much more. And Omru Olav by Yonasan ben Aziel, it was said about Yonasan ben Aziel that Bishor Sheyoshev Vesik B'Torah, at the time when Yonasan ben Aziel used to sit down and learn Torah, Kol Oif, Sheporich Olav Nisraf. Any bird that would fly above him would be burnt up. But his Torah was so strong, mamish the way Torah was given by Hasinai. Torah was given by Hasinai, B'esh, Gadol, so somebody learns Torah with Gdusha, with Torah the way he's supposed to, mamish an Esh Menas Shemayim, or an Esh goes around him. That's the Messias of Torah. Torah is like fire. And here the Chiddush is that even a bird flying all the way above him got burned up. Because they say over Meister Metzadikim already that they were Tzadikim. I think the servant of Chofetz Chaim, that he once saw a Tzadik sitting and learning and fire was around him. So there have things that are destroyed by Tzadikim. That they say a story, Chofetz Chaim once heard of a great Tzadik that he used to stay in the shul by himself. So one time the Chofetz Chaim hid under the table, and when they locked the door, he still stayed there. And he saw that when the Tzadik started to learn later, his mama saw fire come around him. So there were things like this. But here the Chiddush was that his fire was so high up that mamish even the birds, right. That the birds that were flying all the way above, they got burnt up. His column of fire, like mamish, went up out the Shemayim. Well, that's the way Torah is. Torah is given in us. Torah was given B'yesh. And if you learn Torah in Bishra, there's fire there also. This was said about Yonason ben Aziel. He was the biggest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. Now the Mishnah says, if a father says, this is my son, Nemun, we believe the father. We see what's Nagaritu is, Nagaritu Yusha, Nagaritu Yibum, but if the question of this son is yours or not, the father says, this is my son, he's believed, especially in the moment the father's believed upon his own son. What about Zahai? Let's say you say, this is your brother, ain't a Nemun, and that you don't have any Nemunus. And let's say, be a bin of Yerusha. Let's say you have the muscle or two brothers here, and the father died, so now they come to Yash and the father, and now a third person comes and says, I'm also a brother, and one of them says, I know he's my brother, so he's only member for himself, but he's not member for the other one. If one brother says, I admit that this third person is my brother, ain't a neman. Zach, if you say this is your brother, you're not neman for the other brothers. But v'yitel imay b'chalkai, he'll take a portion with you. Like the marshal, let's say a father dies and left over three fields, and as far as we know there are only two sons here, so what we do is these three fields you divide up by two, and each one gets a field and a half. Now one of these two sons admits and says, listen, this third person here, he's also a brother, he's also a son of our father, he deserves to get a Yerusha. The other brother says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recognize this guy. I don't know. So when you say that he's your brother, you have no nemunus. You're not believed negate to the other person. So the other brother has the right to keep his field and a half. But you know that you say he's your brother, according to you, he's a brother. So according to what you're saying, he deserves to get one field. So what's going on here? Really, there are three fields here. So really, all you have right to get is one field. Each one should only get one field. So therefore, you have right now a field and a half. Because first you divide it between two of you. So the half of field extra that you have to give to him. The other brother, though, does not have to give his half to that third brother. Because who said he's a brother? You said you're not numbered for the other brother. You're only numbered for yourself. Not for the other brother. That's the halacha that if you say Zahachai ain't a neman, other people do not have to believe you, but V'yitel ima v'chalkai, this other brother, this third person, that you, if Reuven is admitting that Levi is his brother, so Reuven has to give him part of the Yerusha. Nice. What's going to happen if this third brother dies? Yasru l'chosru l'kaiman. Then the property goes back to Reuven. So the brother that said he was a brother and gave him a portion, if that brother dies, now it goes back to the first brother. What about Noflulay Nechosem Mimokamacher? Let's say this third brother gets the Yerusha, gets property from someplace else. Talacha is Yeshu Ochivimai. You should know the other brothers Yashar with him. That again, this third brother right now, we're talking about now that the third brother, let's say his mother died, and he got some, or his uncle died, he got a Yerusha, and now the third brother died. So between these first two brothers, one brother admitted that he was my brother. The other brother didn't know he was Shosak. He just kept quiet. But he did not deny it. He did not say, no, he's not. He just kept quiet. So therefore, the Lord will say in the Gemara why, but when this third brother dies, so it says, Yashu Achavimai. The other two brothers now share a chelik in his Yerusha. That manush get a portion of his. Rashi says, Nothlo Yerusha l'sotel b'chayv imokam achal. Yeah. The Achshav meis, Yashu Achav shal meid imai, to komoidelu shachayimu. Like, that's for sure. The one brother that admitted that he was my brother, he for sure gets a chelik of this Yerusha. Because you at the beginning were saying he's your brother. So now you deserve to yashin him, for he has no children. The question about the other brother, that we'll see in the Gemara exactly. We'll see all these cases in the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Zeh b'ni Nemun. If a father says, this is my son, we believe him. So the Gemara says, the Mai Hilchasa, what does this pertain to? To what do we believe the father? Omer Abiyudah Mashmuel LeYosef. We believe the father for Yerusha. That now that the father says, this is my son, when the father dies, this son yashins. For Lifter Asishtoi Minayibam. Who are then, when the father dies now, and there's no other children around, and there was a brother, so Minastam there would have been a Mitzvah Yibam. That the other brother would have to marry her. But now that the father said, no, you should know this is my son, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So we believe the father that he says, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. For Lifter Asishtoi Minayibam. He could free his wife from Yibam. These are the two things that we believe in. So Mura says, Lyarshov, what are you telling me? You need a Mishnah to tell me. Can we believe a father when he says, this is my